Good vach, Rabos. I hope all is well. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Aleph. A bit of a complicated daf in front of us, so we'll take it a little bit slower than usual and try and get through it, Mitzvah Shem, with a good level of understanding. So just piece of introduction. Again, we've been talking about Shgaga, doing a malacha b'shogeg on Shabbos, bringing a korban chatos, how many chatos do you need to bring? And we've seen that the chiyuv chatos comes basically, in a nutshell, for each and every shogeg, meaning lapse of information, any lack of information will cause a chiyuv shogeg. So if you didn't realize it was Shabbos, and you did a lot of malachos, you're going to bring one korban chatas for the lack of understanding that it was Shabbos. If you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that five or six or seven malachos you were doing were aser, so you're going to bring that many korbanos. Now, just one piece to clarify, you need to find out, obviously, that the item that you didn't know, right, you need to find out about the information that you didn't know. When a person finds out that it was Shabbos, so that is already gorem the chiyuv chatos. If you would, for example, not realize it's Shabbos and do a bunch of malachos, someone would tell you, oh, it's Shabbos, and then you would forget again that it was Shabbos, and then do some more malachos, you'd be chayev two chatos. Even though you forgot it was Shabbos, but since you had a yediyah bein tayim, what's called an understanding in the middle, right, you realized what had happened, so that already is enough, usually, to split the two actions into two chiyuv chatos. Okay, so with that background, let's dive in. We're at the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis by the two dots, Amar Rava. Rava says like this, Kotzar v'tochan kegrogeres. Let's say you're on Shabbos, you did katsira, which is reaping, and techina, which is grinding. Okay, those are not really important which malachos they are, but let's say you did two malachos. Kegrogeres, that's the minimum shear that you have to do to be chayiv for a malachos. That's the size of a grogeres, is a fig, or a dried fig, I think. Either way, but that's the minimum shear. For all Yisr Shabbos. So let's say basically what the Mishnah Rav is saying, you do two malachos, yeah? Now, the first time you did them b'shigas Shabbos v'zodo malachos. You forgot it was Shabbos, and you knew they were Asr, but you forgot it was Shabbos. So what's the halacha in that case, if you remember? So if you forgot it was Shabbos, you knew it was a malacha, so you're chayav of one korban chatas, like we said. V'chazar, and then you went back, v'katzar v'tachan, you did the same two malachos, kegrogeres, but the minimum shear, b'zodon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos, and you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot they were aser. Okay, like what's the halacha in that case? If you remember, so if you knew it was Shabbos, you forgot two malachos were aser, so then you're chayev two chatos. So how many chatos are you going to bring? So it says Rava, v'nodalo al k'tzira utchina shal shigigas Shabbos v'zodon malachos, and you found out about the first time you did the malachos, i.e. when you forgot it was Shabbos and you knew it was Aser, v'chazer v'nodalo al k'sira v'al t'china shalzadon Shabbos shigas malachos, and then you found out about the second set of malachos where you knew it was Aser, but you forgot it was you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot it was Aser. So what's the deal? So Rava says k'sira goreres k'sira u'tchina goreres t'china, that the k'sira, the first kotzer, the first reaping, will drag along the second ksira, and the first tchina will drag with it, right, gorer is to drag, or kind of carry together, the tchina, the second grinding. Meaning, the first korban that you're going to bring, for the first action, right? The first action you did was gorem the chiyuv again, one chatos. The second actions you did would ordinarily make you bring two. But basically, Rava says that the first korban in the scenario where he found out about the first case and then found out about the second case, the chiyuv chatos that you're going to bring on the first case is going to pater you from the chatos in the second. And you're only chayuv one chatos. Okay, that's going to be the concept of goreris, that this one malacha, the ktsira, atoning, bringing a kapara for the ktsira, the first ktsira will kind of drag along the other ktsira that you did. Aval, however, let's say the flip side, right? In the first case, you found out about the first scenario, and then you found out about the second scenario. Aval no de lo lek tzira shel zodo Shabbos shigas malachos. Let's say you found out now about the second case first. Let's say you found out about you found out on the second was Zadam Shabbos. You knew Shabbos, but it was Shogeg on the Malachos, i.e. you were Chayef, two Chatos, really. So then Ketzira Gerer is Ketzira. Then the second, again, you're going to bring a Korban for the Ketzira and for the Tchina. So the Ketzira will Gerer is Ketzira. The second, the Korban on the second Ketzira is going to take care of the first Ketzira. U'Tchina Ima, She'ima. And it's going to take care of the first Tochen that you did when you thought that it was not Shabbos. But the second one, the second tochein, shekinegda, that is opposed to this in the second case, bemkom omedes, that stands by itself, and you need to bring a second korban chadas. So bottom line, if you find about the first case first, so then the one korban chadas from the first case will pater the two korban chadases that you really needed to bring for the second case. If you find about the second case first, so then you have to bring one korban chatas for the kotzer. Like, right? Again, according to the second case, you need to bring a korban chatas for both malachos, for the ketzira and the tchina. So the korban chatas on the ketzira will take care of the other ketzira. It'll also take care of the other tchina, the first tchina. But then the second one, the second tchina, still needs a korban chatas to atone for, to be mechaper for it. Okay? This is a scenario where you really need a blackboard. At least the teacher in me really needs a blackboard or a whiteboard or a smartboard or whatever they have nowadays. But okay, we'll have to do it over a recorder. Abaye says no. Tchina nami gerer tchina. No, you only need to bring one korban in that case as well, because the second tchina, the first tchina, the first grinding will flip up and pater the second grinding, because shem tchina achasi, because the iser, it's only one iser of tchina, and therefore the korban you're going to bring is going to pater both. As Rashi says, that basically the korban that you're going to bring for the ketzira will pater the ketzira, the first ketzira. The korban that you bring for the second ketzira will pater the first ketzira. That in turn will flip and pater the first tchina, because you did it together. And that tchina will jump back up and then pater the second tchina. So in the end, you're only bringing one korban. Okay? This is the concept of greira, that we're going to drag along different isurim to kind of compile them underneath one korban chadas. Okay? Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Umi islay la Rava greira. Does Rava really hold that you can be gorer, you can drag along, you can kind of lump together these different actions into one kapara? V'ait Mario said, Achal shnei zesei chaylev behelem echad. If you eat two kezesim of chaylev, chaylev is usher fats from an animal. There's some fats that are mutter, some fats that are usher, so chaylev is usher fats. Obviously, kezias is the minimum shear. So if you eat two of those, behelem echad, and one forgetting. Yeah, so ordinarily that you would be chayev one korban chadas. V'no delo al achas mehem, and you found out about one of them. V'chazar v'achal kezias behelem mashal sheni, and then while you still didn't realize that you've ate a second kezias of chaylev, you ate another kezias of chaylev within the same helem of the second one. So now you have, if you can imagine, you have one, two, and two and three. One and two that were done together, but you only found out about one after two. So when you ate two and three, you had not yet found out about the number two avera, the second kezias. So one and two are together, and two and three are together. So Rava says, Hevi korban al rishon, if you bring a korban for the first one, rishon v'sheni mischaprin, one and two are mechaper, because again, you did it with one elem over there, they were together. Gimel in a mischaper, but the third one was not connected to the first at all, because you found out, right, you had a yediyah bein tayim, you had an understanding, you had a knowledge of the first iser between the first and the third avera. So when you bring a korban for the first avera, that doesn't count for the third avera. Right, hevi korban al shlishi. If you bring a korban for the third one, so shlishi v'sheni mischaperin, the two and three are mechaper, but rishon ain't mischaper. But the first one is not atoned for, because again, like we said, you had the idea between them. One and two are together, two and three are together, but three and one are not. Hevi korban al imtzai. If you bring a korban for the second one, so then mischaper kulon, then all of them are taken care of because they are all connected. But that seems again that you do not drag one along with two, right? Again, like if you're telling me the concept of gerera, that you should drag a similar Isser together, like we did at the top of the Amud. So why wouldn't, when you brought a third korban, why wouldn't you drag the first one along with the second one? Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So Abaye says, no, afila hevi korban al echad mehem nischapu kulan, all of them are lumped together. That's what Abaye says, because of Gerira, because you bring one korban for all of them, since they're connected somehow in your helems, so therefore they are mischaper. So the Gemara answers very simply that Basar the Shama me Abaye Savra, that Rava, you're right, Rava originally held that Gerira does not exist, but after he learned it from Abaye, so then he held that that is true. So Yachi, if that's true, so Tchina Nami Tizgarer the Tchina. So, one second, so if a Rava holds like Abaye, right, the first case we had was a machlokes between Rava and Abaye, right, whether the Tchina, the first Tochin, will drag along, will be Gorer, the second Tchina, in its Korban Chatas. So if Rava holds like Abaye, that there's a concept of Gerera, so why won't the Tchina that you did originally, in the first case, drag along the Tchina you did in the second case? So the Gemara says, because Gerera is like greater the Gerera less like. Because, Rava will hold, you can drag along once, but you can't drag along twice. Again, what we said was, and if you remember that, what happens in that case where you found out about the second Averos, set of Averos first? So the Korban on the Ksira will take care of the Kotzer. It'll take care of the first Kotzer. The first Kotzer will take care of the first Tchina because they were done in the same Helam. And then the first Tchina doesn't flip back and take care of the second Tchina. So that's because a Rava doesn't hold that Gerera will jump twice. Once is one thing, but to do it a second time, to jump up from one Tchina to another, that he does not hold of. Okay. Fine. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Milsa de Pshitale Labai Varava me baya le Rabbi Zira. Something that was simple to Abaye and Rava was a question to Rabbi Zira. Now, what's simple? So according to Abaye and Rava, we've been assuming the whole time that one chatas will be mechaper for two malachos within the same helen. And even though one of them was Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malachos, and one of them was Shigas Malachos, Shigas Shabbos. Right? We said that one korban will flip back and carry the second one. Right? Let's say by the Ketzira, right? In the first case, again, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, you knew it was Usher. In the second case, you realized it was Shabbos, you didn't know it was Usher. So that's a different Helen. That was a different, it's a different type of Shogig, yet we see that according to Abaye and Rava, those will combine. That even though the information you were lacking was different, that still combines and is subsumed under one Korban Chatas. So Rabbi Zera wasn't sure that that's true, that any shogeg by different items or different types of shogeg will combine. The boy Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Asi, because Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi, Rabbi La Boy Mirei, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zera, okay. Katzar v'tachan chatzi grogres. Let's say you did these two malachos, Ketzir and Tchina, with a chatzi grogres, a half a shear. Right, you wouldn't necessarily be chayav for that by itself. What's the scenario? B'shigas Shabbos with other malachos. You don't know it's Shabbos, and you do know that it's aser, and you did half a grogeres. V'chazav v'katzav v'tachan chatzir grogeres b'zodam Shabbos shigas malachos. And now you do another half grogeres, another chatzir shir, but the shigaga is that you know it's Shabbos and you don't know it's aser. So ma'o sheit starfu. What's the din that they can? Are they? Do they combine? Is that, so again, so Rav and Abaye said, of course they combine. That's the whole premise of what we were talking about before. But Rabbi Zera is not sure that they would necessarily combine. So that he wants to know, do they combine? Do half a shear that are done with different types of shogig combine into one shear to make you chayav a korban chatas? So Amalei, chaluk and the chatas v'lo mitztarfin. So he said to him, nope, they're not mitztarf. So the Gemara says, one second, is that really true? They're not going to combine? By the time when they did the Mishnah is in Kirisus, achal chelev v'chelev behelam echad, if you ate chelev and chelev in one helam, one second, hold on, sorry. Yeah, eno chalav ala achas, right? Again, so what you did was you violated two isurim, right? Two kezesim, but it's one helam. Right? That's like the same thing about, you did two malachos, but you didn't realize it was Shabbos. So same thing, if you did two kezesim of chalav, but you, the whole time you didn't realize chaylev is aser, or you forgot the chaylev is aser, so you chayv one korban chagas. Achal chaylev adam, and oser pigol, but let's say you ate all these four different averos, chaylev is her fats, dam is blood, nosar is some korban that's left over after this man, pigol a korban that wasn't shefted with the right intentions, so all of those are aser. If you ate all of those things behelam echad, with one type of not realizing that that was aser, so achayv achal achas v'yachas v'chayv, for each individual avera. Zu chobra b'minyan harbe b'min echad. That's the chumra from many different types of items, then, as opposed to one item. V'zu chumra b'min echad b'minim harbe. And this is the chumra from one item, as opposed to many items. What's the chumra? I mean, both of those cases have a chumra. What's that? Shim achal chatzizayis v'chazar v'achal chatzizayis. Let's say you ate two half shears. So if that's mimin echad, if that's from the same avera, from the same item, chayiv, then you can be chayiv a korban. Mishnei midim pater, but from two different minim, let's say you ate a chatzi chaylev, chatzi kazayis dam, and chatzi kazayis nosar, so they're not they don't combine, you're pater from bringing a korban chatas. Va'avinaba, and we understood, we explained from that, right, and the chumra of many different items is that if you eat four different items, four different kizaisim from four different averas and one helen, you're chayiv each a korban chadas on each. Okay, ve'avina bo, and we explained about this. Mimin echad chayiv tzricha lememar. Do you really need to tell me that you're chayiv from if you ate from one min? Devam reish lakish reish mishur bar tutani. Meaning you don't need to tell me that. Why do you need to tell me that you're chayiv if you eat two chatzi kizaisim from one iser? That they join together. Obviously, they're the same iser, right? It's one achila. Obviously, you're going to be chayiv. It's one kezayis. So, Amar Eish Lakish Bar Mishim Bar Tutani Hachamay Eskina. And what's the case? Kegosha Achlu B'Shnei Tamchuyim. It must be. But the case is Tamchuy is a dish. I mean, it's two types of preparations. Where's the Rashi over here? Tutamchuyim. It's like if you roasted it or you boiled it or something like that, or if you cooked it or you baked it or. Shnei tamchuyim, yeah, three, four lines up from the bottom. Shnei mini tavshil, echad sliv, echad shalak. Yeah, let's say you cooked, and let's say you roasted. So you prepared the chaylev in two different ways. So you might have thought that you're only chayev if you eat it the same way. But Rabbi Yeshua, shita damar tamchuyim uchlokin. Tamchuyim, the different items are separate. Maybe if you prepare it roasted and you prepare it cooked, that's considered two different items. So why do you need to tell me that they combine and to create one chayiv chadas? Ma'udatema, you might have thought, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, but this halacha ben l'kula ben l'chumra, right, that he says that they're split, whether that is l'kula or l'chumra. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua, he explains what the kula and l'chumra is. If you four lines up, Rabbi Yeshua, right, if you eat two kizesim and one helem, and they're two tamchuyim, they're two different preparations, cooked and roasted, so then you're chayev too. But if, that's the chumrah. But if you eat two chatzi shir, so then you're not chayev at all. And that's a kula. So kamash malan, so therefore this Mishnah increases, has to tell us that lakula lo amar, that Rabbi Yeshua does not actually say his halacha, that they're considered two different dishes, they're considered to be split, muchlokin, lakula. Meaning, if it's chatzi shir of roasted, chatzi shir of cooked, they're not considered split, and they will combine to be mechayev yu korban chatas. So the chumra ka'amr, but he did say his halakha l'chumra. Okay. So the Gemara finally gets to the question. The point is, v'ahacha over here, the chaluk and the chatos, you see over here that they're split in terms of chatos, two different preparations, v'kom etztarfei, and they do combine. To create, right, two chatzi zesim, and they will combine to make you a shir that is a chiyuv korban chatas. Before you told me, right, what did Rabbi Zera say? That lo mitzdarfei, right, the chaluk and the chatos, lo mitzdarfei. What are you talking about? Over here, this Mishnah clearly says that if you have two items that are prepared differently, they will join together to make you chiyuv chatas. So Gemara says, Amalei. Right, Amarlei Mar Aresha Masnila Vekashila. No, you taught this whole thing that Reish Lakish said that you know, in terms of in the first case, right? Reish Lakish's whole thing over here when he said Hakamaya Skinan Ko Ashu Snaitam Khuyam Rabbi Shuhi, all that. That's you thought that was going on the first case of the Brisha when the guy ate two Chatzi Zesim of Chaylev And that was a kasha against Rabbi Zeira? No. Anana seif masnisala. Reish Lakish is talking about the second part of the Mishnah, where a guy ate chalev and dam and nosar and all those things with chatzi zaysim. Or if it's a chatzi zayis, then they don't combine. If it's a full zayis, they do combine. For lo kasha, there's no problem. Because Mishnei minin potter tzarech lameimar. And the Mishnah does need to teach me that if you eat chalev and dam and nosar and pigal that are all chatzi shir, that you're potter, even though that's obvious, right? All that you would not think that all those isurim would combine, right? But right? So because Reish Lakish explains, no, it's really when the Mishnah means he ate two pieces of one item. So why is it called two minim, two separate types of items? Really, it's two pieces of items in one tamchui. It's one item with two different preparations. For Rabbi Yeshua, and it's really Rabbi Yeshua's shita, damar tamchuyim buchlakim, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that they are split. V'kamash malan, damar Rabbi Yeshua ben bekula ben lechova. Rabbi Yeshua really is teaching us his halacha that different type of preparations, cooked and versus roasted chaylev, for example, is bein l'chomer bein l'kula. That's if you eat one kezayis of each, then you're chayiv two, and if you eat a chaytzi kezayis, then you are not chayiv at all. So Gemara says, one second, if you're telling me that the seifa is one dish, one item, and two dishes, right? That seems to imply that the first case in the Mishnah, where it was you eat two kezesim of chaylev, is one chaylev and one tamchoy. I mean, it's the same preparation. So the Gemara says, min echad v'tamchoy echad, you need to actually teach me that you're chayev? Obviously, if you eat two pieces of chaylev that are prepared the same way, you're going to be chayev. So Rav Huna, hachamay askinan, kigam jayisalo yediyah ben tayin. The case in that Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, is you had a yediyah between the two chatzi zesim, that you ate a chatzi kezayis chaylev b'shogeg, you realized it was aser. Then you ate another chatzizayas of chaylev b'shogeg when you forgot that it was aser again. Those are two different helems. Rabbi Gamliel, it's really Rabbi Gamliel shita. Right? How does that? Why in the world would you be chayv for the two of those things? The Amar ein yadia lechatziz shir. That a yadia will not split up two chatziz shirs if you have a yadia in the middle. So therefore, it doesn't count. Meaning, having a yediyah about a chatzi shir does not count to split up those two chatzi zesim, and therefore you will be chayv korban chatas because they join together to create one chiyuv, one full shir. Okay. Oh. Itmar, it was said in the Halakha Gemara by the Chevra of the Beis Hamidrash. Achal shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echad. Let's say you eat two kezeisim of chaylev in one helem. V'nodolo ala rishon. And he found out about the first kezeis. V'chazer v'nodolo ala sheni. Then he found out about the second kezeis. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev shtayim. V'reish lakish amar eno chayev ala achas. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to bring two korbanos. V'reish lakish says you only have to bring one. Okay, again, now we had said before that if you do two averos in one helem, so you're only chayev one. But the it's actually, depending on the machogaz over here, you're okay, Reish Lakish, that's only if you find out about it at one time. You find out about both of them, right? You had two kezesim, let's say, of chaylev during one helem, and you find out, oh, you know what? I've ate two kezesim of chaylev. So that is one korban, because you had one helem. But let's say you find out, oh, I ate one kezayis of chaylev. Then you find out later, oh, I also ate a second kezayis of chaylev. So is that going to make you chayev two korbanos or once? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you're chayev two korbanos because you found out about it two different times. Reish Lakish omar eino chayev l'achas. No, Reish Lakish says it's still one helem. You only chayev one korban. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan omar chayev. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that? Because the pasuk says, al chatas so v'hevi. You bring a korban chatas for your sin. And so each sin is going to bring you, each kezayis is going to be mechayiv, a separate korban. Reish Lakish amar pater, Reish Lakish is pater because mechatas so v'nislach lo. That once you bring a korban for your chatas, from your singular, right, chatas so, singular chatas, Vinislaklo, it is still, that will be mechaper you, even for other ones. So Gemara says, Reish Lakish Aksiv Al Chatasovevi. What does Reish Lakish do with the first pasuk? Ahula Achar Kapara. So the Gemara says that that's if you find out after Kapara, meaning if you already brought the korban for the first one, and then you find out you ate a second kezias, so then you need to bring a second korban. Rabbi Yochanan Amiksiv Mechatasov Nesaklo. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the second pasuk? Hachamayaskinan. He says, what's that case? Kigon Shachar Kezias Umechza. What did he do? He ate one and a half kezaisim. Venodolo al kezayis, and he found out about one kezayis, meaning he still has a half kezayis left over that he doesn't realize that he did the iser. V'chazer ve'achal kechatzis zayis achar hebehelam moshul sheni, and then you ate another half zayis. So you ate one and a half. You found out about one. You still don't know about the second, about the half, and then you ate a second half. So now you have half and a half that are eaten together. You might have thought that those two halves should combine. Kamash Malan, therefore the pasuk teaches me, Mechatasov Nislachlo. What happens when you bring a korban Mechatasov, that is Mechaper on the first kezayis, Nislachlo, he is forgiven on the chatzizayis that he ate with the first kezayis, and therefore the two half kezayisim do not combine. Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, Ravina said the Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, okay, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? When do you find out exactly? When did this guy find out about his avera? Did he find out before the afrasha? He designated the korban pligi, and that's the machlokas. Uvaha pligi, and this is the machlokas. The mar sabra yedios machlokos, umar sabra afrashos machlokos. And the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is dependent on whether. What separates the two isurim, the two actions? Is it yediya or afrasha? And Rabbi Yochanan will hold it's yediya, so therefore he's chayav two. And Reish Lakish will hold it's afrasha, and therefore he's chayav one. Meaning, since he found out before the afrasha, so he found out about both isurim, so you're mafresh one korban for both isurim, that's Reish Lakish. Aval achar afrasha, but maybe if you found out after you designated and separated a korban to bring for the first avera, moduli Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan dechayav shtayim, maybe Reish Lakish would agree that, oh, well, since the afrashos separate between one avera and the other, and he found out after the first afrasha, so then you're going to bring two. O doma, or maybe the machlokas is, where you found out about the second kezayis after the hafrasha, after you separated a korban for the first, and pligin, that's the machlokas. V'hapligin, they argue, this is exactly their machlokas. The mar sabra hafrasha machalkos, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that hafrasha is what is machalik, that as soon as you separate the korban, then you're chayev for a new iser. Umar sover kaparas mechagos, and Reish Lakish says no. Only after you were mechaper, after you brought the korban, that will split up the two averos. But before that, then you can combine them. Avakodum afrasha. But if you find out before the afrasha, modile Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish. Deinu chayev ela achas. That maybe you would only be chayev one. Odoma, or maybe bein bezol, bein bezol mechagos. Or maybe they argue about both cases. So the Amar Lei, so they said back to him, Ravina, Ravashi, said back to Ravina, Mistavra, Bein Bezo, Machlokas. It makes sense that the Machlokas is across the board. The Isakadai Dechkodam Afrasha, Pligi, but as if you would have thought that before Hafrasha, the Machlokas is before Hafrasha, Avalachar Afrasha, Modele Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, but after that you separated a Korban, the Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that Dechayev Shtayim, that you Chayev too. So why would he try and reinterpret the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? Adamokum lekra lachar kapara. Right? What did we say? How did Reish Lakish respond to Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk of Al Chatasov Ve'evi? We said that that's after kapara. So why not just lokme lafra afrasha? You should have just said that. No, that pasuk is talking about after hafrasha. It must be that he agrees that he still argues that after hafrasha you would only bring one. V'achar hafrasha pligi. But if the machlokas is really only after afrasha, after you separated the korban, but before you separated the korban, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that you're only chayav one. So how did Rabbi Yochanan respond to Reish Lakish's pasuk? We had this whole thing, you ate one and a half, and then you found out about the first kezayis, and you ate a second half. So just very simply, lokme kodim afrasha, why don't you just say that the pasuk of Al Chatasov Ve'evi, of Mechatasov Nislaklo, is before Afrasha, where you found out about it before Afrasha. So the Gemara says, Vidilma. So that seems to prove that since they didn't, that seems to be the easy fix, the easy applications, right? They, from the fact that how they interpreted each other's pasuk seems to imply that they argue across the board. So the Gemara answers no. Vidilma mesubayim mesafkele. Maybe the chever, right? We said itmar. The chever and the base medrash were talking amongst each other. It was set. Right? They quoted Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. They went back and forth, right? Just like any base medrash. Vidilma mesubayim mesafkele. Maybe the chever who were learning the sugya were just mesubuk. And all they're saying is that if you want to say that the Machlokas is yes, this is how they would interpret the pasuk. So if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan also argues before Afrasha, if you found out about the second Avera before the Afrasha, so how would he attribute, how would he explain Reish Lakish's pasuk? So he would explain it because Eisim Mechza, with this whole case of one and a half Kazesim, right? He ate the second half of Kazes, etc., etc. Vim Tim Tzalom Elachar Afrasha, and if you're going to tell me that the Machlokas is after Afrasha, that they still have the Machlokas, so Reish Lakish Hechi Mokalei Lekra, how would Reish Lakish interpret Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk of Achatasso Ve'evi? So he would interpret it, Bila Achar Kapora, After the kapara, yeah, you would bring two karbonos because the kapara will split the two averos in two. So again, so the Gemara doesn't really resolve whether the machlokas is by all across the board or by one case or the other, and it leaves it for our own devices. Okay, shkoyach rabosai, have a great Shavua Tov, and it's a Shavua Tov, and a Heilige Shas, and a Heilige Perek of Kol Gadol tomorrow.